Chapter 4, How to Say No and Still Get More Done. Every yes is a no to something else. One of the biggest barriers to productivity is the inability to say no. Too often, professionals overload their calendars and to-do lists not because of necessity, but because of guilt, fear of missing out, or the desire to please others. The result? Burnout, inefficiency, and missed personal goals. Saying no isn't rude or selfish, it's essential. It's a leadership skill. It protects your time, energy, and focus for what truly matters. People who excel at saying no are not unhelpful, they're strategic. They understand that selective focus leads to greater impact. Why saying no matters. Saying yes indiscriminately leads to constant overwhelm and scattered focus. Lower quality output. Increased stress and mental fatigue. Lack of progress on long-term or meaningful goals. On the other hand, saying no strategically frees time and mental bandwidth. Builds respect for your boundaries. Enables deeper, more meaningful work. Protects your decision-making energy. Think of your time as a limited resource like money. If you give it away freely, you'll run out. But if you spend it intentionally, you'll multiply its value. When to say no. Knowing when to decline a request is critical. Here are a few clear signs. It doesn't align with your goals. If the task or meeting doesn't contribute to your strategic direction or priorities, it's a distraction. It offers low return on time invested. Some activities take far more energy than they deliver in results or growth. Learn to spot and eliminate those. You are already at capacity. Don't assume you can always squeeze it in. Overloading creates bottlenecks, stress, and poor outcomes. You're not the right person. Even if you're capable, your time might be better spent elsewhere. Delegate or refer when possible. It's reactive, not proactive. Many requests are urgent for others but not important for you. Don't let someone else's crisis hijack your priorities. How to say no professionally. You don't have to burn bridges or offend anyone to decline a request. The goal is to be respectful, clear, and consistent. Here are some respectful, clear ways to say no. I'd love to help, but I'm currently focused on project/priority. That's not something I can take on at the moment. Let's revisit this next quarter when bandwidth allows. This sounds great, but I wouldn't be able to give it the attention it deserves. Have you considered asking colleagues/team? A strong no now is better than a weak yes followed by underperformance or resentment. Set boundaries that make saying no easier. Boundaries reduce friction in decision-making. They turn emotional choices into automatic rules. Examples. I don't take meetings on Friday afternoons. I only check email at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. I don't accept new projects during the last week of the month. Make these visible in your calendar or communication style. When people see your consistency, they'll respect it. Practice the yes, but with conditions strategy. Sometimes, a modified yes preserves goodwill without sacrificing focus. Yes, but only if we can delay until next month. Yes, but I'll need help with X to make it work. Yes, but I can only commit 30 minutes. This approach gives you flexibility while protecting your core priorities. Saying no creates space for strategic yes. Every time you say no to something that doesn't serve your purpose, you make room for what does. Space is not emptiness, it's opportunity. It's clarity. It's creative breathing room. Protect your energy like it's your most valuable currency because it is. The people who accomplish the most aren't the ones who do everything. They're the ones who decide, intentionally and unapologetically, what not to do. A focused life is a fulfilling life and it starts with a clear, confident no.